something about Mary Chaitis to us.
Elena, I am from the Philippines. You know, this May, yeah. I want to go to Medjugorje before I go home for good. And our mother is very helpful for our prayer. And she answered all my prayer. And if I need something, like my mother was sick or something, my brother, and I pray for her, and she always help us. And she's very good. And through our mother, we can go to her son and forgive for our sins, is it? That's why we are devoted to mother. And we have, in our place in the Philippines, we have this lady that it was sometimes when she prayed to our mother, and she's in trance, you know, that she have a message from our mother. And we have a big, very group in the Philippines. And when she gave the message from our mother, she said she always pray the rosary. Always pray the rosary, and always, you know, if you have time, always go to the mass, if you can do it every day. That's what she said. So I can do all my best, do my best to do that, and maybe all my prayer will be all answered, because, you know, my sister is, we don't know where they are now. And her daughter, we don't see her about 8 years now. So I've been praying that no, one day she'll come to us, you know, one day she'll come back home. Because my mother is 89 now. And I always pray that maybe one day my family will all get together. You know, it's very sad. 7 years, nearly 7 years, we don't see each other. Her daughters, she have 4 daughters and 1 son. I never seen them again. We miss them very much, you see. So that's why I pray hard that just before my mother will gone, you know, she's 85, my mother doesn't know anything anymore. It was always like that, but she's the youngest for in our family. And it's very sad, you know, I miss them. And we pray, I pray for the Our Lady that maybe one day we'll all together, my sister,